I knew that loneliness was probably fairly widespread, and I couldn't understand why no one was writing about it in the first person. There was lots of third-person stuff, you know, when they objectify a lonely person. But not having any first-person material available made me feel stigmatized, and I wanted to break through that stigma as though loneliness is something you can't admit to by admitting to it myself.
In the beginning of the book, you keep making distinctions between loneliness and depression. Why was that so important?
A lot of people told me, kind of in the pre-publishing period, that maybe I was just struggling with depression. I had had serious depressions in the past, and I knew I was dealing with something different. I run a blog attached to my book, and what I hear from person after person is, I'm not depressed, I'm lonely. And it was loneliness that I wanted to hone in on in the book.
Can you talk about how bad lonely being lonely can be, and not just that it just doesn't feel good? You went over some risk factors in the book.
In the past 20 years, the notion of loneliness as ephemeral or inconsequential has really been challenged. What researchers have discovered is a host of ill effects, such as high blood pressure, broken sleep, a compromised immune system. There's been a link found between loneliness and the onset of Alzheimer's disease and impaired cognitive functioning, meaning that if you're lonely, you don't solve analytical problems as quickly or as well as non-lonely people.
Do you think people are becoming more lonely, or that they're now finally admitting it more as opposed to saying that they're depressed?
I think people are actually getting lonelier. If you take indicators of sociability, such as how often do you see your friends and family, how many confidants do you have? How much time do you spend alone? What emerges is a picture of individuals in America growing increasingly isolated. I don't think our culture can become more isolated without us reacting by becoming more lonely.
Do you have any numbers, like demographics, on who is lonely?
One major demographic that has been tested is income. As your income drops, you're more likely to have trouble with loneliness, largely because in our culture, a lot of socializing and sociability has gone beyond the house, meaning we now go to Starbucks for coffee or you go to a club, and you need money to do those things.